This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Solomon was very wise and wealthy. He stood alone, peerless in his day. But he had a flaw, as seen in 1 Kings 11. Solomon loved many foreign women. The compounding problem was they came from nations about which God had said, "You must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your hearts after other gods." What God warned against tragically happened. As God pronounced judgment for Solomon's compromises, he repeatedly stated, "Nevertheless, for the sake of David, I will not do it during your lifetime." Four times in 1 Kings 11, God declares, "For the sake of David." The legacy David left to his offspring had a gracious impact even on a rebellious child. God gave Solomon a window of opportunity even though he didn't deserve it. Even if he didn't repent, the full blow wouldn't be felt until after Solomon died. Reflecting on this phrase, "for the sake of David," I wondered if it could be said, "for the sake of Lud." I'll be patient with his child or grandchild, or I will not judge as severely as this child or grandchild deserves, or I'll provide a further window of opportunity, or this child or grandchild doesn't really appreciate all I've given him, so I'll take it away, but not all. I'll let him experience some benefit for the sake of his father or grandfather. A corollary principle is the promise to show love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my word, Exodus 26. I sure hope my life will leave that kind of legacy. What about your life?